In CI News this week, a former BBC director tells how the trans agenda compromised editorial impartiality. Holyrood's presiding officer comes under fire for insisting MSPs use preferred pronouns. And thousands march for Jesus in Belfast. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 22nd of May. I'm Nathan Wallace. A former BBC director of news and current affairs has revealed how the trans agenda played a significant part in driving her out of her role. Fran Unsworth, who stepped down in 2022, found it relentlessly difficult dealing with progressive editorial issues and the bullying around them. She pointed to a pervasive social phenomenon at the BBC, which prioritised being kind to transitioning people to such an extent that maintaining impartiality became quite difficult. Unsworth found that people didn't want to hear from certain points of view, and editors avoided giving airtime to critics of transgender ideology because they took so much heat whenever they went near the subject. The world went mad, and the BBC, because it is part of the world, went a bit mad with it. The Scottish Parliament's new presiding officer has been slammed for insisting MSPs use colleagues' preferred pronouns. Following the election of two MSPs who identify as transgender, Kenneth Gibson told The Times that action would be taken against members who don't reflect what another wants to be called. But campaigner Denise Findlay highlighted that this would effectively compel MSPs to deny reality. This is not being polite or respectful, it is perpetuating a dangerous lie that harms women and children. Thousands of Christians have taken to the streets of Belfast proclaiming Jesus is King. An estimated crowd of nearly 10,000 marched to Belfast City Hall in what was described as a large-scale, non-political, family-friendly public event celebrating the Christian faith. Pastor John Ahern, one of the organisers, explained the aim of the event was to publicly lift up the name of Jesus Christ and to give him the honour that belongs to him as God. And David McLeay, Church of Ireland Bishop of Down and Dromore, said he longs to see God move right across Ireland. And finally, a baby in Philadelphia born at 24 weeks has gone home after 236 days in hospital and has since made her first TV appearance. Aria Jackson weighed just over 1 pound when she was born and battled through serious health conditions, including a heart defect and lung disease, as well as needing several blood transfusions. Hospital staff cheered as they waved her off when she was finally healthy enough to go home. Mum Sharifa explained that she didn't know anything about NICU or NICU life. Appearing on the Tamron Hall show, Sharifa described Aria as a very chill baby who is sleeping well. The host noted that the little girl had made headlines internationally and shared there were many people around the world and in Philadelphia praying for you. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website christian.org.uk and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.